Schools around Alaska are beginning the annual statewide assessment tests in English, language arts, math, and science this week. The testing runs through April 28th. This year, schools are using PEAKS. It stands for Performance Evaluation for Alaska's Schools. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
Students in Dillingham will be taking their PEAKS test with pencil and paper. The state of Alaska gave schools the option to administer a paper test or a computer-based test this year. Elementary school principal Nick Schulmeyer says they made that choice to ensure that they will have no technical difficulties.
The last 2 years put a lot of time into setting up schedules and making sure that we had all the equipment we needed up and running. And this year, even middle way through January, we still didn't know what the requirements were going to be. And so we decided our best bet would be paper and pencil this year, knowing that if we had a paper and pencil test, it couldn't fail us.
It's been a couple of years since the state switched away from the standards-based assessments. The longstanding SBAs were replaced with the Alaska Measures of Progress, or AMP. But that's been a bumpy road. Most notably, last year, the computer-based testing was interrupted when a construction worker at the University of Kansas accidentally severed a fiber optic cable. The university housed Alaska's testing vendor, and that cable connected it to the students taking the test. As a result, the scores were canceled. But even before the technical difficulties, there were growing pains associated with transitioning from one test to another. Schulmeyer says that was true of AMP and will likely be true of PEAKS testing.
I think it'll take this year alone for base score, and I think to get a pretty accurate and a good base score, I think it'll take a couple years. I think next year there's a good chance it'll be all electronic, so next year could be a baseline as well. With AMP, they looked at evolving the test over a course of 5 years. Well, then every year your baseline is going to slowly evolve. Could be a while before we actually get something we can kind of use at a district or at a classroom level.
The vendor for PEAKS, Data Recognition Corporation, is the same one that produced the SBAs from 2005 to 2014. And Schulmeyer says that he thinks the tests will be similar. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.